T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Well, sure it is, and I'm not sure I would agree with my good buddy Jacob Albrock on that particular point. You know what I find fascinating about golf right now? As fascinating as it was to have Tiger, to idolize, to watch, to follow, to you know, just sit on your edge of your seat of every swing that he ever makes, I find it fascinating who's going to be the next Tiger. Who's going to be the next guy to step up? Now, we've gone through a heck of a lot of guys who we thought might be that guy.
There isn't that guy, Paul. But he's there.
You just don't know who it is.
Really?
Yes. Yeah, he's there. We just don't.
Because Tiger Woods is... Tiger Woods, what's the next step beyond generational? Tiger Woods is one of those guys that is frankly unique to the game of golf, because Tiger Woods has been the one megastar in the game of golf in the day and age of 24-hour news cycles, social media, and constant exposure. Jack Nicklaus, to me, is the greatest star who ever played the game of golf, but Jack Nicklaus was nowhere near as big a star. Now, hear what I'm saying. Not as big of a star as Tiger Woods, simply because of the era that Tiger Woods played in, and yes, because of his ethnicity and the people that he brought to the game and the way that he opened the game up, but also the time that he played in the game. Golf wasn't something or other in the forefront all the time when Nicklaus and Watson and Palmer and Player and Trevino, even though it was a golden age of competition, those guys weren't in a straight up comparison as big of stars as Tiger Woods, simply because their exposure wasn't anything like Tiger Woods. Do you buy that?
I do buy that. That's a very good point. And of course, I guess the question is, when Nicklaus was in his heyday, how many television stations were there?
Well, right. I mean, three or four
three tops.
Networks, and you know, and
that's
that was it, and maybe an independent.
That's right.
But you didn't have 24-hour news.
Bingo. Or sports.
You just didn't. Yeah.
So
I mean, I'll throw this out at you right now. If you walked out down the street, any city in America, and said, who is Tiger Woods? Who is Jack Nicklaus? Who do you think would get more hits?
Oh, there's no question. And I'm sorry to say it would be Tiger Woods, because
it's a shame
because of the greatness of a Jack Nicholson.
There would be plenty that would know both.
No, you're right.
But yeah, absolutely. And I know someone's going to say, well, yeah, I mean, you know, Jack, it's been the mid-80s since Jack Nicklaus was relevant in golf. But we're talking about the greatest golfer of all time.
Mm-hmm. Good point.
In Jack Nicklaus.
No, you're right.
We're talking
about
the greatest golfer of all time. But there was no time during his career that he was the type of star on so many different platforms as Tiger Woods was.
Mm-hmm. Right. No.
You're not even close.
No, you're exactly right. And of course, the story of Tiger, let's face it, it is an unbelievable story. The story of an African-American, a story of a working man's, an ordinary working man as a father, no country club connections. The story of Tiger Woods' rise defies odds, in essence, because we all understand the advantages of, let's say, a country club membership. You think that might help a youngster's growth in the game of golf? And Tiger Woods did not have those kind of things. So that's what partly fuels the legend of Tiger, but of course Tiger fueled his own legend with winning and the way he won and the class and the grace that he won with. And but it's an interesting story. I don't know that there's anybody out there like that right now with that kind of story. All that can translate into who will be the next Tiger will be strictly based upon ability to win.
I don't think there is a next Tiger.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think that's my point. My point is, and by the way, I think probably some might take exception to the class and grace that he won with statement that you made. I think that's been part of the issue with some people about Tiger Woods and the way he's comported himself on the golf course. I never had as much of a problem with it.
I didn't have a problem.
Some people, as much as some people seem to, but I don't know. My point is this. I mean, will there ever be another Michael Jordan? Well, I don't think there will be, because there will never be someone that comes along with his ability. Well, never is a long time, but rarely does someone come along with ability, charisma, the whole package at a time when exposure is increasing exponentially and helping make them a star. I mean, Michael Jordan is still one of the most identified athletes in the world. And when was the last time that Michael Jordan played basketball? Hell of a long time ago.
Long time ago. Who was the
last baseball player
that had that? Because I'm not sure that I can think of who the last baseball player that had. I don't think it was one of the Yankees. I don't think it was Jeter or A-Rod.
Well, I think Jeter had great draw. I think he was generally very well liked. To me, he was a miracle. Anyone that can live in New York and in the time and the day and the age that he played and stay beyond reproach with the amount of scrutiny that he received as a player and as a person in that city is nothing short of remarkable. Mm-hmm. And I think that he had great commercial appeal. I think that we remember him from a lot of, commercials and things of that nature. I think his Q was very, very high. I think a lot of people knew who Derek Jeter was, and I think he was a great star in the game of baseball. But no, I don't. But I don't think it was like Jordan.
No,
I don't think it was like Tiger Woods.
Right.
Right.
I think from the decades of Jordan, I think Junior in the world of baseball, Junior would have probably been that first guy that would have come to my particular mind.
Yeah, not a guy in Seattle.
Not a guy in Seattle and not a guy in Cincinnati.
No, I just don't think so.
Oh, really?
No.
Okay.
No. I mean, and you're talking about a guy. I mean, I'm with you. I feel you. I think that Junior, but I don't think so. Not like you almost have to be a Dodger or a Yankee.
Oh, for
or,
God's sakes.
Yeah. You almost do. Oh, I mean, you've almost got to be in that kind of market. I mean, or you've got, I mean, Jordan did it in Chicago, but he did it over the course of six championships in Chicago. And by the way, Chicago's, only the third largest market.
Well, that's right. I mean, it's not chopped liver. So that, yeah, no. I get you. Yeah. Well, that's interesting.
But it's funny. You ask about the last baseball guy, it kind of dovetails into our conversation of who's the it guy in baseball. Well, I mean, you could probably throw three or four people out, and we've discussed that as recently as a couple of weeks ago during the All-Star break.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. But I don't know. I mean, In terms of star power, Tiger Woods is still probably there. I don't think there's anyone in the game of golf right now that even comes close to filling those types of one shoe, let alone both.
That's right. No, you're exactly right. Yeah.
Tim, anyway. All right, just a thought. At 10:43, we'll take a break. Last full segment of the show straight ahead.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.